Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of our Beginner English Podcast. It is so good to be here with you today.
It's so great to have you with us today. I am very excited for our topic, Michael.
Me too, Elizabeth. Today, we are going to talk about something fun, funny mistakes people make when they travel. We call them travel blunders.
Yes, we all do them, right? It is very common. Like that time I thought I was asking for water at a restaurant, but I got a giant piece of bread instead. It was a big surprise.
Yes, I remember that story. It was a big piece of bread, wasn't it?
It was huge, and I was very thirsty. So it was funny later, but not at that moment.
Well, today we'll share some funny stories and laugh together. And maybe you'll learn that it's okay to make mistakes when you're in a new place.
Yes, it is very okay. It is part of the adventure of traveling and learning.
Our first funny mistake category is getting lost or mixing up directions. This happens to almost everyone who travels.
Oh, this happens to me all the time. I am not very good with maps. Once I was in a big city and wanted to go to a famous museum. I looked at my map and I asked for directions from a kind person, but I went the wrong way.
What happened then? Did you end up somewhere very different from the museum?
Yes. I walked for 30 minutes thinking I was going to the museum. I was excited to see art, but I ended up at a big shoe shop, a very big shoe shop, with shoes of all colors.
Not a museum at all. How did you feel when you realized your mistake?
I felt a little silly at first. No museum, just many shoes. And it was funny because I don't even like shoes that much. I just wanted to see paintings.
That's a classic. It's easy to mix up words like left and right or go straight when you're in a new place, especially when people speak fast.
Or when you don't hear well because of the city noise. Yes, I agree.
One time, I asked for directions to a green park. I thought someone said, "Go to the park." But they said, "Go to the market." Very different places to walk to. The market was full of food, not trees.
Oh, that sounds like a fun surprise, though. Did you buy something at the market?
Yes, I bought some fresh fruit because I was already there. So it was a happy mistake in the end.
But these mistakes often make the best travel stories later. They make your trip more memorable. Another place where funny mistakes happen is when you're ordering food at a restaurant. This is a big one for me.
Definitely. Food can be tricky. I remember being in a restaurant in a new country. I looked at the menu. I did not understand many words. I pointed at a picture on the menu, trying to order chicken. I really like chicken.
And what happened when your food arrived? Was it a delicious chicken dish?
No. When the food came, it was something green, like a big plant. It was a very big surprise. It was not chicken at all. It looked like a giant leaf.
That sounds like my Brit story. You wanted meat and you got a vegetable. What did you do?
I just smiled and ate it. It was actually quite tasty, but it was not what I expected.
My friend once tried to order hot dog, but pronounced it so strangely that the waiter thought she said red socks. We had to laugh for a long time.
Red socks instead of hot dog? That is truly funny. How did they even understand that?
I don't know. Maybe her hand gestures were confusing too. The waiter was very patient.
It's hard when you don't know the language well. Sometimes pointing or using simple words like this one or hello and thank you can help a lot. But mistakes still happen, and it's okay.
And often, these mistakes make you try something new and exciting, or at least you get a funny memory to share with your friends and family later.
Yes, sometimes the best food discoveries come from mistakes. And finally, funny mistakes can happen when you're shopping or just talking to people in a new country. Things that are not directions or food.
Yes, this happened to me when I was buying a gift for my sister. Once, I wanted to buy a small gift. It was a nice scarf. The price was $5. I looked at my money and I gave the money to the seller.
What happened then? Did you give them the wrong amount of money?
Yes, I accidentally gave the seller $50 instead of $5. I was very sleepy that day. They were very kind and immediately gave me the correct change back.
Oh, that could have been a big mistake. It is good they were honest.
It was embarrassing for a moment, but it was very funny later when I told my story. I think my brain was still sleeping.
That's a good one. Or simple greetings. I once said goodbye when I meant to say hello to someone because I was very tired. It was early in the morning and I was not thinking clearly.
What did the person do when you said goodbye instead of hello?
They just smiled and said hello back to me. They understood I was just a little confused. People usually understand you are trying to speak their language.
Exactly. Most people are friendly, and these small mistakes are part of learning and part of your travel adventure. They show that you are trying, and that is important.
So, today we talked about funny mistakes with directions, food, and shopping when you travel.
The most important thing is not to be afraid of making mistakes when you travel. They are part of the fun and make great stories later.
Yes, embrace the fun of it. Every mistake is a chance to learn and to laugh. Do not worry about being perfect.
Thank you so much for joining us today for our episode about travel blunders. We hope you smiled.
We hope you had fun listening to our travel blunders. Join us next time for more English learning fun. Goodbye for now.
Bye, everyone.
Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.